Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Pryor Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite Frank Pryor. Hey, K. Polly Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. Today I want to talk about doorways to mercy. What am I talking about? I'm keeping on this theme of the wounds of Christ. Hopefully next week I'll be back to Teresa of Avila and the interior cast with today, the doorways of mercy. You know, the last episode I talked about that line in John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 20, which it was when Christ showed his wounds that the disciples saw him, and then they rejoiced. You know, we hear also from the readings this past weekend from 1 John chapter 5 that our faith has conquered the world. You know, and I always thought that was interesting. Well, why not love? Why don't you say love conquered the world? But John wrote faith. Well, faith makes us open to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has opened himself to us through what he endured upon the cross. So the holes in his hands and side, these are doorways in which his very life, his mercy comes forth upon us. And of course, by faith, our heart is open to receive. So when we speak about his mercy that's stooped down to us, we can think and ponder over the wounds that he himself willingly embraced through his crucifixion. Those are the doorways to mercy. How does the mercy of Christ get to us? Through what he endured upon the cross. Just as it is through these wounds that we can truly begin to see Christ, it is through these wounds that we begin to receive his mercy, to be penetrated by his mercy, transformed by his mercy, raised up by his mercy. This was, of course, captured beautifully in the great image that was made by St. Faustina, which from the heart, the pierced heart of Christ, blood and water flow forth through those bright beams of light. You know, and doorways, you know, I always like to ponder, you know, we hear about the narrow way. How do we get into heaven through the narrow gate? What is the narrow gate? For me right now, where I'm at, that's that pierced heart of Christ. And of course, that narrow gate is a gate of mercy. And one cannot approach that gate unless they have, of course, been merciful. Unless, of course, they have been loving. These things which the Lord pours forth upon us and transforms us so we can seek them out by what he has poured forth upon us. It doesn't seem overly complicated, but pondering over and gazing upon the wounds of Christ is a challenging thing indeed. You know, I think it's with great wisdom that the church has kept crucifixes instead of just relying upon the cross, but keeping the crucifix in which the body of Christ is still upon it. You know, it's through those wounds that we are transformed. There's a reason that Christ kept them after the resurrection. And that's the light in which we have to see all these sort of things. Christ rose from the dead. He has a resurrected body. And in that resurrection, his glory pours forth from those wounds. That is why he kept them. They make him knowable. They make him approachable. And of course, they help us to understand his mercy. How he is and why he is merciful for us. So I hope this image that I'm trying to put forward for you all helps you to say yes to God's mercy instead of looking away where our sins try to spin our head around. No, no, no. Look upon his hands. Look upon his side. Look upon his feet. Look upon the thorny crown. Doorways of mercy. Doorways of mercy. Mercy that's meant for us, mercy that he wants to give us, mercy that has been poured forth freely upon us. And in order to really be
penetrated, to be open to the fullness that is possible. We need to say yes. We need to be open to that. So, you know, I just hope this helps you all to say yes to that mercy, which we all need. So may the mercy of Christ, made known through his wounds, through the points of suffering that he endured upon the cross for us, may those doorways of his mercy help our own hearts to become open to his mercy, so we can say amen, alleluia, and be filled to the brim with what he has in store for us. In the most holy name of the Blessed Trinity, I pray in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much for your time today. Thank you. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you like what I'm doing here, make sure to click that subscribe button and to leave a little review. It really does help me out. And if you want more of my content, you can head over to my website, thefrankcryer.com. You can find articles that I've written there. You can find the videos. I've put up some new videos, so you can find that there. And you can also email it to my website, all this at thefrankcryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. You know that I'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.